Hello and welcome to The Casuals with Jack and John for your weekly dose of movie news, reviews and spoilers. Hello my casual lights and welcome to episode 2, season 2 of The Casuals. Today we are not reviewing films, or we kind of are, but we're mainly going through the Oscar list for the 2018 movies.
Best Picture ones.
Or Best Picture. Just Best Picture, or are we going to go through more than that?
Probably just Best Picture, but we might go for
probably
more.
Just Best Picture, but there's some we've seen, some we haven't seen, but we shall do our best to fill your endeavours. So, what's first?
Well, what is first is, should we read off the Best Picture ones and then we'll talk about them and then we can talk about all the other stuff?
Yeah.
This is the 91st Academy Awards.
91st?
91st, yeah, yeah. Working our way towards the 100. But anyway, we'll start off with, so the Best Picture, the films that have been nominated are Black Panther.
Okay.
Black Klansman.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
The Favourite.
Okay.
Green Book.
Okay.
Roma.
Okay.
A Star is Born.
Okay.
And Vice.
Oh, really?
I have seen two of these films.
go through them again. So we have...
Black Panther.
Seen it.
Black Klansman.
Not seen it.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Seen it.
The Favourite.
Not seen it.
Green Book.
Not seen it.
Roma.
Not seen it.
A Star is Born.
Seen it.
Vice.
Not seen it. I've seen three of those.
Okay. And I've seen two, so...
This is going to be a very, very short episode.
Brilliant. So, we'll talk about... I'll talk about Black Klansman first.
I have not seen that, but you have.
Yeah, and then you can talk about one, and then we'll talk about Black Panther together, and then you can talk about another one, if you've seen one more of them.
Well, let's just go down the list.
Right, okay. Okay, fine. We'll start with Black Panther then instead.
Cool. Did you like it?
Bloody brilliant. I actually really liked it. I think it's like the first comic book movie that's been nominated for Best Picture.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Don't actually think it's the best comic book movie.
I don't think it's the best comic book movie, and I don't think it should be nominated.
The
story's nothing new. It's nothing amazing. It's nothing that grabbed my attention and blew my mind.
I thought it was a really good comic book movie, but...
As a film, I thought it was fantastic. But the story, I didn't think it was fantastic.
Not necessarily the best. I didn't mind the story. So, right.
It's just Hamlet again, isn't it?
So you just had
Shakespeare. He's still out.
T'Challa, the new king of Wakanda.
Wakanda.
After the death of his father in Civil War.
And then you had
Eric Killmonger, which is the main bad guy in this, I would say, is Michael B. Jordan.
Who got buff.
Oh, yeah. He was
huge.
Ripped. But that could have been possibly from the Creed.
Creed films.
Yeah, I mean it's actually directed by Ryan Coogler, which directed Creed, so that would make sense. But you also had Agent Ross come back, which is Martin Freeman. I forgot about him completely because it's been ages since I've seen this.
I always forget he is in the Marvel films
With an American accent as well.
That's probably why I forget about him.
Yeah, but I want him to meet Doctor Strange. Both of them.
Oh,
with their American accents.
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. Yeah.
With their American accents as well. But then you also had Okoye, which is Danny Gurira, which is like his main like bodyguard person.
Oh, Andy Serkis.
And then, Ulysses Claw. Andy Serkis. I don't know how that man doesn't have an Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, I always feel really bad for him because obviously he's helped kickstart the CG, you know, motion capture biz.
With
Gollum and that lot, and he's been pushing for them to actually have an Oscar for it. But
yeah, the thing is, he'll get some sort of lifetime award, I'm sure, eventually. But I reckon he'll keep getting snubbed at the Oscars, probably.
Yeah,
and it's a shame. He's so funny in this, and
his accent. He's such a talented actor.
Spoilers: killed way too early.
Yes, I didn't think he should have died.
No, that is a character that should definitely have carried on. Because
he is, I think, the only light-hearted character. Apart from the guy's sister. His younger sister is hilarious.
She's hilarious.
She's really cool. I like her.
But, so, I don't know, it was really good. I quite like, so like, basically Killmonger is his cousin, or his Black Panther's cousin, who his dad then killed his uncle sort of thing because he helped Claw steal vibranium from Wakanda to arm people, basically.
I'm going to do that every time I say Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
But it got an 88 Metascore, 7.4 on IMDb, and a 97 Rotten Tomatoes.
That score is a pretty impressive score, I'm not going to lie.
Really good comic book movie. I wouldn't have said it was the best comic book movie of that year either.
What was the other ones?
I think you had Infinity War, didn't you? I think you had Spider-Man.
Huh.
Ant-Man, I think, but I don't really like that. DC ones, they don't really count for being top comic book movie of that year. But it is a good movie. Again, not necessarily the best comic book movie of the year or best picture of the year.
I would say, again, the thing is, this is what really annoys me with this film. I did really enjoy the film. And I thought, like, the actual world of Wakanda, especially when they're down
really
in the
interesting and that, done like, really
it
well.
It looks pretty, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
But it's just the story. The story is just not that interesting.
Predictable as well.
So
like, when they're doing the showdown for King or whatever, I could tell when he's coming back.
Yeah, yeah. I think they realised they kind of had to play it safe with that aspect of it.
The one thing I will say, though, for Marvel villains-wise, he's one of the first Marvel villains that is a villain for a good reason.
Yeah, he wasn't born bad.
He has a reason to hate him and
in a way,
to be a villain.
In a way, you can probably take sides, can't you?
So that's
and he does,
the one
and,
thing.
But, and in his defense, he does turn up and he does challenge him and he does win the challenge. So in fact, he stuck to their laws.
In a fair fight.
No, he stuck to the laws and then the other guy came back.
But then it was when the other guy came back that he didn't then stick to the laws and stuff as well.
I thought he...
He never yielded. So technically, he didn't lose it.
He threw him off a bloody cliff.
Didn't die. You either die or you yield.
He threw him off a bloody cliff.
Didn't die.
Fine, he ran away then. Like being thrown off a cliff.
But I thought it was a really good film. And I really like Michael B. Jordan as well.
I like Michael B. Jordan. He's cool. He's one of those really cool people you just want to go for a drink with. You know?
Yeah, no, I thought he was really good in that as well. But... yeah, no, I thought it was a pretty good film. Pretty good film.
What's next?
The next film is Black Klansman.
I haven't seen
which you
it.
Haven't
I've
seen.
Watched lots of reviews and I've watched lots of spots on it. But...
So it's the main actor in it is John David Washington, which is Denzel Washington's son.
It is his son. I told you didn't believe me. I said it was his
son. I didn't realise, but I didn't realise that you said Washington.
It also
his surname.
Shows you how old Denzel Washington actually is.
Yes.
He hasn't aged that badly.
No, he's aged very well.
He
but he's he plays a character called Ron Stallworth.
And isn't it about him infiltrating the KKK through
basically,
a white officer?
Yeah,
basically. He does all the voice
he's the first black officer in Colorado Springs. And he sees an ad in a paper for KKK.
Yeah.
He just rings him up, stupidly uses his own real name when undercover, and then he like, ends up putting the phone out. It's like, well... crap, I can't meet them. So he gets his colleague, another officer, which is Flip Zimmer, played by Adam Driver.
Cool guy.
Which is he's a Jewish officer. So any face-to-face meetings with the Klan, he goes and does that. Any over-the-phone stuff, Ron Stallworth will do that himself. So they had to also talk to each other to plan it all out, and they also had to try and do the same white guy voice. Which was brilliant, I thought, anyway. But also, Ron Stallworth infiltrates a black civil rights group at the same time as well. And it ends up intertwining with the Klan, planning like a bomb on one of the higher-up members
of this
black civil rights group. So the story is based off a true story. Slightly dramatised for Hollywood because the whole bomb plot against the black civil rights group didn't actually happen.
It could have just kept it under wraps. They do that quite a lot. So
in this actual story, it didn't happen. I'm sure it's happened many a times, but this actual true story wise, it didn't actually happen. But the investigation did result in four members of the US Army being reassigned somewhere, basically, because they ended up finding out they were part of the Klan. I think it reassigned them. I think how did the original Ron Stallworth described it as Antarctica. Bummed their careers. But director Spike Lee, it got 83 Metascore, 7.5 IMDb, and 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Very good, very good.
I really enjoyed this film.
You watched it the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, and I forget how good of an actor Adam Driver is. really forget how good of an actor he is.
Wasn't he in the army? He was like a Marine.
Yeah, you said about that. I had no idea.
Yeah, he does speeches about how he went from the Marines to acting.
But he I forget how good of an actor he actually is. I look at him and I think, oh, he's useless. And then I actually see him in the films and then he's like, oh, actually, he's pretty decent.
What's next on the list, Jack?
Next is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw this when it first came out in the cinema. And I wanted to see more darkness to it. I really enjoyed it. It felt, there was literally 15 minutes of darkness. The rest of it was quite light-hearted and that lot.
But did you know all the dark stuff surrounding the film though as well?
Yeah, with I know the director. I mean, because originally the guy that does Borat, he was going to be playing it, and he had another vision for a really dark version. But then,
no, do you know what happened with the director?
No,
Bryan Singer.
No,
he got accused of sexual bad stuff, so they fired him through filming.
What?
And then a different director finished the film.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he do? Or potentially do?
Lots
allegedly
of
do
bad sexual stuff.
To
I believe.
Whom?
I'm not sure, I didn't actually look into it, but I know that he was fired because of all that sort of thing that was going on. So,
naughty
and
man.
Then a different director finished the film. I mean, that considering, and the film doing really well.
The film was always going to do well, though, I mean.
Yeah, but considering it had a director being fired halfway through, that sometimes ends with a film being terrible.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, but no, so the guy who played Borat was originally going to be Mr. Mercury. But he was going to take a really dark way, and then Mr. May, the guitarist, said, no, I don't like this actually anymore, I'm changing my mind. And then this happened.
That's fair enough.
Fair enough. The only thing I don't like, where Brian May is a stupidly nice person in it, like, you don't get people that nice without having a few dead bodies or a Brian Singer in your closet, you know, so... so, yeah, that's... No, okay. If he is that nice, then please, let's go out for a drink. Fantastic. But otherwise, apart from that though, I thought the guy who played Mercury was fantastic. I loved how he I was watching an interview with him about the film.
Rami Malek.
Yeah. Weird looking man though, but cool.
Yeah,
dude.
But so was Freddie Mercury though.
Pardon?
So was Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, well, Freddie Mercury was Indian. But yeah, anyway. But he was saying when he had these teeth in. And because he had these two front teeth, like they were quite far forward.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, he when I was watching the film, literally halfway through the film, I just started doing that with my mouth. I don't know why. It's just you keep seeing him with these two front teeth like really far forward, and you start copying him. Or I found I was copying him in the cinema. It was weird.
Fair enough. I mean, it did really well.
It would have, yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And I think people, obviously, the whole Queen music and that, I'm sure the soundtrack is immense.
Yeah, I mean, it's Queen.
Yeah, you can't get much better than that, really. I really need to see it. I'm really ashamed that I didn't go and see it at the cinema.
I'm actually quite ashamed of you, Jack, for not seeing that. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
Yeah, I know. Anything else you want to add to it?
No, I really enjoyed the film.
Do you want to talk about the next one?
What's the next one?
The Favourite.
The Favourite. Now, this is about Queenie, which queen I'm not sure on, but it's about her having two people basically bitching over who's going to be her favourite.
Yeah.
What queen is it?
It's a period comedy drama. I know that much.
What queen?
Favourites of Queen Anne.
Queen Anne.
That's where. It's got Emma Stone in it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's also got Rachel Weisz, I believe.
Yes, but I don't
know. I actually want to
see
this film. I actually do want to see this film. So
I don't know if it's possibly a winner. I mean, it must have been a pretty good film to end
yeah,
up.
I mean, that's not the type.
Picture.
That's not the type of film, Jack. I don't think you'd want to see, is it?
No, not really.
No,
I do think though normally that at the Oscars, the people that win are normally not necessarily the people that deserve to win.
No, definitely. Or that's the thing. Well, a lot of people always say the Oscars is a little corrupt as well, and sometimes
they snub loads of people, don't they?
Yeah, and sometimes what happens is, let's say last year, you had two actors who both did amazing films, but one lost out, and they were like, okay, we kind of
yeah.
wanted both of them to win. What they might do is next year they'll pick one of their other films,
yeah,
and say it was a really good film, and here's the Oscar. But actually, the Oscars for the film you did last year. Well done for that.
Was like DiCaprio.
Yeah, him. Yeah, what the,
snubbed for so many years, and then they give it to him for
The Revenant.
I've still not even seen that. I don't suppose it's his most deserving film of an Oscar for him.
I would actually disagree.
Huh?
I would disagree. That film was hard.
Yeah, but out of all the films he's done, you're telling me that's the one he deserves the Oscar for?
The Revenant was the most hardcore film he's done that I've seen anyway.
I love Shutter Island.
That's another thing. Like, yeah, the films he's done in the past, like Wolf of Wall Street, for God's sake, that's fantastic.
Shutter Island, Wolf of Wall Street, Oscar worthy. Inception, Titanic. So, iconic. Some iconic stuff, and snubbed for years.
But I think that became part of his, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Character though, is it? Oh, still no Oscar. Oh,
and then was it like eventually? Oh, I guess we better.
I guess he can now charge an extra $1 million per role because, you know, he's now Oscar qualified.
Right. Do you know anything about the next film, which is Green Book?
Green Book is the story about a black musician who is driven over, from the Deep South, who's driven over the United States by Viggo Mortensen. And it's their story about their relationship and about how one affects the other and culture at the time.
The jazz pianist Don Shirley. I didn't really know much about this, to be honest. I didn't go see it, obviously, like I said.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it. I was talking to someone the other day who saw it and they were saying how fantastic it is.
Really? Okay.
Viggo Mortensen's another one of those people where he just keeps turning out all these really highly acclaimed films and that lot, but you also don't really hear about him all the time.
Well, I was going to say, I know the name, but then I didn't know him by face.
Oh,
but
Aragorn, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, now I realise who he is.
If you watch
Booyah.
I forgot we're posh people. Booyah.
Booyah.
If you do watch a film with him in, Captain Fantastic, it's based on a true story about a family who lived out in the woods, and he trained them, got them all physically really fit and mentally well, and made them very intelligent people, and it's just a fantastic film, and I wish I was brought up that way, because then I'll still be able to see my toes.
Okay. What was it called?
Captain Fantastic. That film should be an Oscar-nominated film.
Okay. Sounds good. How do you know it wasn't?
It is. Because we're not reading about it, I guess.
No, that should probably be another one that would be interesting to check out.
Definitely.
The next one's Roma. I don't know.
What is Roma?
I'm not really sure. It must have done well. It's something to do with Mexico. It's a semi-autobiography, or biographical, I think, on some sort of someone's upbringing in Mexico. Follows the life of a housekeeper of a middle-class family or something.
Mm.
I don't know. Again, not really my sort of film.
No,
so
same.
I suspect that's why I didn't go and see it.
Same.
Personally, I don't know. Might win.
Did I just see Vice come up then?
The next one is A Star Is Born on the list.
Star Is Born, I've seen it. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Star Is Born, I loved the first half. I hated the second half. Music was fantastic. Bradley Cooper, his acting was just superb. It blew my mind when I watched the film. I went to see this film on my own as well.
And, of course.
But the only thing is, with it, was the predictability of, okay, this is his pet project. And you're like, okay, well, he's going to do that normal pet project stuff where you take stuff really emotional, you take it really far, you get really far to the left, really far to the right, really far up, really far down, a little bit in the centre, then back all crazy again. So, like, at the end, like, about three quarters through, I'd never seen the film. I never watched any review on it because I, you know, know that a lot. And I just thought, he's going to kill himself at the end of this film. And he did. And I was just like, well, okay, it's sad. There were actually people...
Oh, really?
You haven't seen it. Oh, well, this is a spoiler. There were actually late people warning, sitting next to me crying. And I was just there, just like... I was like, well, first of all, he hung himself in a garage in the woods where he lives. You live by trees. I would do it up a tree, because that way at least I'll get a nice view for my last going out. I wouldn't see my untidy tool, bag next to my car or something.
However, we do not advise doing it at all.
No, don't.
Anyway.
Or do. It's up to you.
Anyway, no, don't.
Yeah, no, I didn't like the last half. And also, another thing I thought were really... I'm really surprised Lady Gaga did this film.
Oh, yeah. What's her acting like?
Very good. Very, very, very... Very real. She's like a very real person, weirdly enough. But...
She is a real person.
One thing I'm shocked why she did this film... was because it kind of looked like they were slanting her career a bit.
Really?
Because they were saying, like, when she first got famous in the film, the people, all her marketing team, that lot, they start dressing her in weird clothes. They started making her do all these dance routines. It wasn't really about the music. It was more about a beat and then doing all this crazy dancing with it. And I was just like, that is her career. Well, you just show me the beginnings of her career when she like came. When was that, 2008 or whenever she came around and she was doing all poker face and you know all that lot. I was just like, you've just literally in 15 minutes of this film, you've just shown me the beginning of her career.
Yeah.
What was that, okay, by the way?
I was trying to get you a bit closer to the mic because it sounded a bit weird.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, that's interesting. I was hesitant about this as well, knowing that she was going to be in it.
I have downloaded all the music, though.
Because I've not seen her do any other acting stuff. I don't know if she has, but...
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Is she doing a bit... You know, like Rihanna has done quite a bit of acting every now and again, hasn't she?
She's a terrible actress, though.
I don't mind her.
Or Battleship.
I liked her in Battleship, and she's been in a couple of other stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought she was quite good. Next film is Vice. Now this is one that you haven't seen but you really want to see, isn't it?
I really want to see it. I'm probably going to see this tomorrow, actually.
Oh, didn't realise it's produced by Brad Pitt. Did you know that? Produced by Brad Pitt?
No.
And Will Ferrell. What? That's insane. Okay, cool. It stars Christian Bale in it, basically. It's like a US Vice President, Dick Cheney.
So Dick Cheney became like the most powerful man in the world because George W. Bush, Cheney basically said, "Let me deal with everything. You be the face of it and win this election." And he won. And then Cheney became ridiculously powerful. And then the war and all that lot. So he was the most like powerful person, not the president.
Again, not really my type of film.
See, I like these ones. And also, this is the last time Christian Bale is actually going to be putting on weight or losing weight and all that lot for a role, because he said that he went to the doctor and he just said, you screwed yourself up now. You've gone beyond repair.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, because he's done it so many times now. So, like, you know, he's gone from, like, anorexic to, well, Dick Cheney.
Yeah. He's messed his body up a little bit, really.
Batman to Fat Man.
But he's done that a few times, didn't he? Because before he went as Batman, he'd done a film, The Machinist, where
he lived off a can of tuna and an apple a day.
Which is an insane amount to live off of, and no one should do.
But we should actually say that, Jack. If this show does really well, I reckon for a week, you and I should just live off a can of tuna and an apple a day and see what happens.
No, I'll die.
I don't know, I'm tempted to give that a go, actually.
I would be interested, though, to do, you know, where they do like the workouts of, say, people that have done it for films or anything like that, or like the diet,
superhero workouts, superhero diets.
I would eventually be interested in doing something like that, because that'd be cool. But anyway,
go out drinking, though. My favourite thing.
But anyway, that would be quite interesting, but that's future possibility, maybe, who knows. But who do we reckon is going to win out of all those films?
I reckon it will be Black Panther or Green Book.
I don't think it'll be Black Panther. I genuinely don't.
I think it'll be.
I don't think it'll be Black Klansman, even though I think it deserves it. I reckon it'll be Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, actually.
I reckon Bohemian Rhapsody. Yep, no, I'm going with that. I reckon. John's twiddling his beard, thinking.
I might change it to Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody then.
Yeah. My main choice would be Black Klansman personally, but I don't think it's going to win it, so it'd be that or Bohemian Rhapsody. And you're going to go with... Go on, lay it on the line, John.
I can't pick
Decree
one.
Decree it!
I'm going to say Black Panther or... I'm going to go with Green Book, my original one.
Okay. We shall see then, won't we? I think it's 24th of February that it should be announced and presented or whatever. So, we might do a follow up and actually say what won. But
we'll have to do another Oscar recording.
What the results?
Yeah, we'll just add it onto the end of or the beginning of another episode.
Yeah, I guess so. Might be able to do something like that. Okay, cool. Did you want to talk about anything other? Oscar wise, maybe director and actor categories or something? No?
No.
I thought you wanted to talk about some other stuff, no?
No. I mean, you can do.
Yeah, go on, we'll talk a little bit. So, like, best director, we've got...
He's never going to let me leave, people.
Nope. I've got Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Yep.
Yorgos Lanthimos, the favourite.
Nice.
Spike Lee for Black Klansman.
Oh, there you go.
Adam McKay for Vice. And Paul Pawlowski for Cold War.
It's such a shame you don't have a John Smith in there, isn't it?
There is very difficult names for me to pronounce, but I don't know, I reckon Black Klansman, personally, for me. Spike Lee, best director. I don't know, I could go to Vice, Adam McKay, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say Adam McKay is the one I'd vote for.
Okay. That's not bad. I don't know what a Cold War film is. I have not watched that. I'm assuming it's about the Cold War, but I didn't even know it had come out, to be honest. It was set in Poland. Okay. I don't know. I didn't watch it again.
We
not
were lots
really,
to catch up on.
Not really my interest in films, though, those ones. Best actor, you've got Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Yes, the Bale.
Bradley Cooper as Jackson Jack Maine.
Ooh.
Willem Dafoe? I didn't even see that. Willem Dafoe as Vincent Van Gogh.
That looks good. I want to see that.
What was that? At Eternity's Gate, I think it's called. Rami Malek as Bohemian Rhapsody, as Freddie Mercury. And then Viggo Mortensen in Green Book as Frank Tony Lip.
I would actually say the most versatile actor on that list is Viggo Mortensen. Just the stuff he's done in the past and how he just changes his look, his voice and everything.
But do you know who's going to win that?
I'm going to say Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury.
Come a bit closer to your mic because that doesn't sound right then.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I reckon Rami Malek.
Yeah, same guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to win that. Definitely. Okay, what about best actress? Do you want to read the names, John?
No, I can't read from here.
Yalitza Aparicio as Cleo. Glenn Close as the wife as Joan Castleman. Olivia Colman from The Favourite as Queen of Great Britain. Queen Anne. Lady Gaga as Ali Maine. And Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me, as Lee Israel.
That looks quite good, the Melissa McCarthy film.
What, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
What's it about?
I think that's the film where she does... it is the film. She's been nominated for 3 Oscars, this film.
Really?
Yep.
It's where she forges letters by writers.
And sells them on to make some money.
I'm not a big fan of Melissa McCarthy. But
I'm not. I don't actually... Do you know what? I don't know. I think, what was it? Was it Bridesmaids is where she made her name, wasn't it?
Yes.
Everyone was like, she's hilarious. And then she did a bunch of shitty comedies. She had Ghostbusters, and then...
TV show was where she originally made her fame, which was Mike and Molly, I think.
Okay. And then,
I think she was Mike and Molly.
Yeah, and then, but now, the thing is, like, she's... Her career is just like, you know... My God, that is a fantastic film. That is a crap film. 2 weeks later, oh my God, she's back on it again. That is fantastic. You know, it's very up and down.
Okay. Well, you know, I agree. She's had a lot of hit and misses.
Yeah.
I can't see her winning that either.
You can't see her winning it?
No, not for Best Actress.
I'd like to see Lady Gaga win it, actually. I think that'd be really
fun. I was going to say, I'd be interested to see if she'd win it or not. That could be quite cool, though, if she does.
Because you can imagine all the other actresses being like, oh, I went to acting school, I did decades of this. Oh, she did that. Oh.
All right. But she would have done some sort of acting in her past, though. Most musical people have. Right, Best Supporting Actor. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name, but from Green Book as Don Shirley. John's just trying to look at the name, he can't pronounce it either.
I can, I'm just quite far away, so I'm struggling to read
Adam Driver as Flip Zimmerman. Sam Elliott in Star is Born as Bobby Maine. And then Sam Rockwell in Vice as George W. Bush.
I love Sam Rockwell. I think he's such a fun guy. And I always feel so bad for like his films. Because he's that guy where people are like, oh, it's you. I love you. And they're like, what's his name? Like, I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't recognise the name
he's
personally.
He's been in so many fantastic films. And like, he's just such this really fun, cool guy. You know, I love him to pieces.
As we've got to wrap this up shortly, we'll do Best Supporting Actress afterwards. But just tell me quickly, who you reckon is going to win Supporting Actor?
Oh, Sam Rockwell.
Okay. All right. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams in Vice as Lynn Cheney. I'm guessing the Cheney wife. It don't look like it should be pronounced like that anyway. Marina de Tavira as Roma as Sophia. Rain King, if Bale Street could talk, as Sharon Rivers. Okay. Emma Stone in The Favourite as Abigail Masham. And Rachel Wise in The Favourite as Sarah Churchill.
I want to say Rachel Wise because I'm a big fan of her, but
as I haven't seen any of these films, like, and I don't think you have either.
No, but period films, she does very well at.
Actually, majority of them are like period films, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's the only thing. There's always this famous.
That's been big.
There's this famous little quote in like in films. It's like if your career's tanking a bit or whatever, or you want to get an Oscar or an award, you always go. Especially if you're English, you always go back and do a period film about. The empire, or about a monarch, or something like that. And then,
really?
Yeah, it's something always. It's like Keira Knightley. That's why she's famous. She always keeps going back and doing these period films because that's what she's most famous for. So if you're curious, tanking a bit, your sort of advice is like, do this arty farty drama. Yeah, and then come back. And then,
they're not really my
obviously films. Those people in like,
but they seem to have been big recently. But anyway,
yeah,
I think we are towards the end of the show now.
I think we are.
I was gonna say. We could do our other segment, but we kind of did that last week because this is pre-recorded because we're away. So
where are we?
Well, I'm away. You're not. But is there anything you want to watch in the next couple of weeks?
Everything.
Nothing in mind.
No, nope, everything.
Film or TV.
Everything. Recording these two episodes that made me realize, even though I go to the cinema twice, maybe three times a week, that's not enough. I must go more.
I pick and choose when I go home. Just go if I think it's going to be interesting.
Gotta commit.
But we should.
I will sit through those dramas.
they are no interest of me. I shall not sit through them.
I've literally gone from like buying Coke at cinemas to buying a latte.
It can't be that much difference in price, surely, for that.
I think it's probably cheaper, actually, to get a coffee than it is to get Coke. Especially with the sugar tax in the UK.
The sugar tax, yeah.
Dude, actually, I was reading up on the sugar tax the other day. Right? The doctors put it forward a few years ago. And what it was on fizzy drinks, they tax it, an extra 20% or whatever. And then that money is used to reduce the price of fruit and veg. But
you nice. Know,
a parsnip is only
really,
so appealing.
This is what we're talking about on our movie podcast.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It's the sugar tax. Right, anyway, thank you very much for listening. You will be able to find us on iTunes, YouTube, hopefully Spotify by this point anyway. And we will be back again next Monday, of course. And you can email us at casualspod@gmail.com, where John will answer all your questions about tax and movies.
Mm.
But I think that's it from us. So thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you so much, Casualites.